Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio. What it is, man?
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kills stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No who from, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
All right. Hey, happy Thanksgiving week, or as Native American or Indigenous people would say. What you talk about, Willis? Look here. Welcome back once again, and I'll get to my phone callers at 216-347 and 216-309. But anyway, welcome to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 12, verse 49. Now, for those who are wondering, what does that mean? M period, A period, N period. Music Activism News, that's the abbreviation, that's the acronym for those listening to Black on Black Crime Radio on blogtalkradio.com. You can feel free to call 646-478-0944. If you're sending in any commercials, send it MP3 format or music to emaxxradio@gmail.com. The person who started off this particular thing and allowed me to have the Black on Black Crime Inc. radio show, Al Porter, Man in the Street. Brother Emax is going to start some new programs himself. So we thank him for allowing him to be a part of his platform. Now, with that being said, three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or BBCI Radio. Call it Blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three. You may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, just stay silent. You'll go back on hold. But if you change your mind after that, you can always call back or press 1 if you didn't do so in the first place. But I am coming to the phone lines because you all mean that much to me. Now, as I start this off, let me at least let people know one thing. And place I'm proud of, they've been very busy as of late. So they just have. It is what it is. Looking good, home improvement, residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, violation list repairs, door installation and repairs, plastering and painting, carpentry and decks, bath, kitchen remodeling, flooring, tile and wood. You can call 216-205-7247, 216-205-7247, or they say it works just as good or even better. Hit that email of LOOKING. GOODHOMEIMPROVEMENT.com. Now, I'm glad I got that out of the way. Other things to get out of the way. Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Had a phenomenal show yesterday where Jeff Mixon was the special guest host from Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County, as well as he's, well, that's the president, founder of that organization, and he's the political chair of Black on Black Crime, Inc. You could YouTube the pages of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr., Instagram of Junior Alfred Porter, Facebook of Joseph M-O-T-L-E-Y-J-R, period. Facebook Kent and Angelica, Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com, www.3342music.com for the super producer, Emax the Image. Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes. OPN Radio airs Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, Facebook Pete Weeks, the webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com, www.thedialoguecenter.net. Also, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Hip Hop Workshop Radio airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Tomorrow, we have Sean Poe, Big Semi. Also, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter, JR, period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Let's see, what else is here? If you need work, www.templabor.org, Twitter page of Alfred Porter, JR1, or Grandpa Rapper 1, thelogtv.com, YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records, YouTube channel We Are Cleveland, nothing but Cleveland artists on that. As I do this, let me at least, I'm not going to get into everything. I can't get into everything right now because we have phone lines. People on the phone lines. We have a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, as well as events. But what I will do is give you the honorable mentions. The honorable mentions. That means as things phase out of this week's top 10, some of these will probably move up into the top 10. Maybe they'll knock some things out because there'll be some spaces. Honorable mention, Black House Sound. New music coming out from Joseph Motley Jr. Honorable mention, Facebook, Winterland Kickoff and Holiday Tree Lighting. That's happening in Public Square around 12:30 this coming Saturday. Honorable mention, Facebook, Cuyahoga County Jail Deaths, Emergency Press Conference Rally. That's next Monday, the 27th. The honorable mention, Eric Magnus, Birthday Bash, to be announced. Honorable mention, Facebook, DJ Ellery's 60th, Fade to Black, All Black Sagittarius Birthday Bash. Honorable mention, all Thanksgiving events. I'll at least give you a couple of these. Number 10, moving up, The Actual Tannis, the JP Digital Disc. Ooh-wee, smoking hot. Number 9, moving up, Mr. Solo, about 8 new songs within a 48-hour period. Number 7. Yep. So that's number 9 was Mr. Solo. Moving up, 8 new songs. Number 7, or should we go to 8? Number 8 is Yesterday. It was Facebook, the Cousins Night Comedy Show featured AMG. That was Yesterday. AMG, a lot of people don't know. Clevelander back in Cleveland, AMG, the same dude who did the original version of Better Have My Money. He was there for Major Things, so that was number 8. Then you go to number 7, moving up, the Trades and Jobs event for young people that happened at Black on Black Crime, Inc. You had a lot of trades, people bringing jobs to young people, hands-on, food, president, of Black on Black Crime, Inc., Elizabeth Steele. You had BWA, Black Women's Army, who showed up after a photo shoot. You had the Art McCoy University College of Common Sense. So there were so many things going on at Kipling and a lot of young people. You had at least 14 young people come in there so you could see where that difference was made. Barely edged out the number 8 event. Number 6, debuting Gaza Playhouse Rally and City Council's meeting that was stormed today. And I'm going to leave off after the next one. I'll give you the top 4. But number 5, moving up, it was Facebook, the Cleveland Prophetic Art Show and New Gallery opening. Now, let's go to these phone callers because I have so many nice people on here. 216 216-347. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. This is the candidate for Congress, Rico Danz, in the presence of Black Lives Matter for the deaf. So tomorrow we are doing fundraisers tomorrow. So we're doing the fundraisers tomorrow, and I'm coming to Cleveland on the 15th. So this is not a local campaign. This is a national campaign, Rico Danz for Congress, because I'm talking to the boy who got murdered in Baltimore, his mother. His mother said, thank you for running, Rico. Thank you for running. She said, I hope you win, and when you win, I said, the promise I'm going to make when I win, I'm going to take disabled people incarceration, okay? We can no longer sit back and let the justice system, how can I put the word, black and brown people die more than whites in jail. 90%, okay? So 50% of people who are double hard of hearing are across the country, okay? So we are the ones I win, I'm going to fight for these issues, okay? Because I'm just tired of these same politicians we send to Washington, and they do not fighting for the people who's incarcerated, who have a disability, who getting killed, put them in the cell with a person who don't have a disability and choke them to death. And the CEO, watch it. Okay? I saw the video, okay? They watch it. They watch the man choke him to death and did nothing. So, and then before I let you go, the chief had not contacted me in Cleveland, the civic director, or the new county executive, okay? We want to know that for our county executive and the chief of police, what are you doing if you arrest someone who is deaf? When they get arrested, do you put them in the same cell of a person who's been charged with murder? And is that person going to choke somebody or kill them and while your CEO watch it? Them are the questions, okay? And I'm going to bring this up to county council. I'm going to bring it to city council of these questions. Thank you.
And that's around what date will you be coming back to Cleveland?
December 15th.
And what area are you running for Congress in again?
I'm running against this lady in Oklahoma. She's been in politics for 40-some years, and she has not passed one legislation dealing with people with a disability. So
okay, what area?
I'm running in D.C.,
got you. I just want to make sure people were aware of that. And I thank you very much, Black Lives Matter for the Deaf, Brother Rico Danz. I appreciate you. Thank you.
And on December 31st, I will be stepping down. The president is going to be calling tonight on the relay service, okay?
Okay.
So I already gave her the radio phone number. She's going to be calling in. Okay. And I just got a phone number for my campaign. It's Rico Danz for Congress. And I'm going to give you my campaign phone number. It's area code 202-839-4870. It's Rico Danz for Congress. And my website will be up tomorrow, Rico Danz for Congress. And this, I'm fighting for the America people and America dreams. And this is the fight I'm going to keep fighting until I get to the top.
All right. I appreciate that news. Enjoy this week and the holiday. Enjoy it.
Thank you. And you have a Thanksgiving.
No problem. Likewise. My thing right now is, well, we'll keep it like this. Number four in the top ten from a Monday to a Monday, music, entertainment, other events. Number four was, it moved up. It was on Facebook. It was Disco, Yam Yam, Chalusky, and Mahal's 11.6. Number three that debuted was the Brown Steelers Watch Party yesterday with Suave, Gotti, OG Shanksta, Fatboy, and KG, many more. I'll leave the last two up and go to the phone lines because there are a lot of people who are waiting patiently. 216-309, you're one of those patient people. 216-309.
Hi, everybody out there. This is Vandalist Brenda A. Fomar. As my colleagues will call me, Queen B, on Block Talk Radio on Monday nights at 9 o'clock. How's everybody out there doing in the radio land?
I'm alive, so I know we are doing phenomenal. That's the blessing right there.
It's truly a big blessing. I know Thanksgiving is in, what, two more days, 2 hours? And hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, no. Why did you do this?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? Wait a minute. I'm coming back on.
I can? All right.
Can you hear me?
I like it. Yes, I can. This is live and direct.
I had a phone call. Somebody was calling me. It was out of town number. You know, relatives was coming in from New Orleans,
right.
Alabama, Georgia. So you know how that is.
Okay.
It was a relative.
Yes,
time.
I do.
I'll call it back. But like I was saying, 72 hours will be Thanksgiving Day itself, and 48 hours be Thanksgiving Eve. A lot of football games, parades, usually be on TV, and people spending time with their family, gathering with family and friends. And this is a hard time of year for me because, you know, both of my parents are gone, Al. And I try not to think about it, forgive about it, but I know their spirit and their legacy still lives on. But I love everybody. And what I want to say to everybody, give thanks to God on everything that you do. Not wait till Thanksgiving to do it. Do it every day. When he rise and wake you up purposely every day to make your day right. And when you go in your prayer closet, whatever you ask in your prayer closet, and be sincere when you pray for it, God will grant it to you. I guarantee God will grant it to you. You just have the patience and put your trust in him, and he will see you through on all of it, on all of it. And what I want to say, family, to Al Porter, to Ronnie, to DJ Rock, to Art, to Squab Gotti, Major Tap, to Major Power, to Denise, to Ms. Glass, Cowboy, Monica Pisspoint. Congratulations on your business on Euclid Avenue. Congratulations on that. And on and on. Thank you guys for listening to radio on Block Talk Radio every Monday night. And I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to all and all in one. And be safe out there, as I say every Monday night on Block Talk Radio on Monday nights. I love everybody. There's not a thing you can do about it. God bless everybody. Have a blessed evening and have a blessed week and have a nice, safe, and present Thanksgiving. God bless all you. I'm signing off. Goodbye.
Peace out. Hey, that's Queen B, one of the most phenomenal gospel singers around. As a matter of fact, she was one of the people last year when we had Sister Laura Cowan come through for the B documentary filming. We had our first annual pre-Kwanzaa celebration / gospel concert. It was our second year of doing gospel concerts. The first one was done by Brother Art McCoy and myself. I kind of got a chance to carry on that tradition because we used to have the Kumba Arts Festival. They would run it, but Cleveland State University canceled it. We had one in Silver's honor. William Richards, B, in the mix. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that there are a lot of people who honor the man. But if I can be honest for a moment before going to the other, I've got three phone callers left. There are a lot of people who can't even talk about Silver B because they don't do a damn thing free for anybody. Silver would show up places they didn't have to pay him money to host. Sometimes he would bring talent. He would invite talent. He would help make up a person's festival and not get paid for it. That's the way he was. Whether he drove or whether it was years of him being on the bus, he didn't take excuses. So the reason I bring that up, Queen Bee will be one of the headliners, should she accept. We're having our third annual gospel concert because I'm thankful to be in a position to do that. It'll be a pre-Kwanzaa celebration of faith-giving. Black on Black Crime, Inc. with Alfred Porter Jr. and the Flournoy Family Restaurant at 3532 West 41st Street, Cleveland, Ohio. That's December 8th. That's a Friday, 7 p.m., about 7 to 10 p.m. DJ Cowboy will be the DJ. There'll be dinners. People can cook, order food there at the restaurant and just come through, enjoy some acts. But there it is. And at that particular event, I will be announcing some special things that's coming up all year round. Now, hopefully Mama Porter will be able to sit back and say, took him a long time to get to that point. So now, before I go to the phone line, where was I? Two different things left. So the number two thing from the top ten from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment. Number two was Facebook Project Delete Poverty, which moved up. And number one, the biggest jump was Facebook Peace Not Apartheid Emergency Gaza Relief last Thursday. It was at La Villa Banquet Parma. It was packed. A lot of things on film. A lot of different organizations and groups from Jewish to indigenous people to others. Yeah, if you missed Al Porter in a suit and tie, don't worry, you'll see it again in different other spots. Let's go to this 216-702. How are you doing out there?
Hey, Al, how you doing? I just called.
I am doing wonderful.
Called actually just to support. You know, usually I'm calling, I got something I'm sharing. And really today I just called to support, but since you brought me on, I want to wake up the black community to a fact. As a bail bondsman this week, I ran across a bond that was $100 million for a young black male. I know you guys are working with that person. But as a professional, and I've been in the game 12 years, I've never seen a $100 million bond written in Cuyahoga County or even Franklin County. And I just want to put that on the voters' mind when you're voting these judges in, whether they're white or black. When you an excessive bond of $100 million, which 10% of $100 million, if my math is right, would be $10 million, right?
Yes.
Wait. Check it out.
You are our five-star field general, the first woman, female, field general of Black on Black Crime, Inc. And I want to ask you that Anthony Sowell, who murdered 11 black women, I'm sure his bond was $100 million.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was about $1 million.
Okay. How about the... Okay, there was a police officer, a young police officer. Everybody was up in arms around. And it was he was murdered by a black woman. I'm pretty sure that bond was $100 million or something like that.
Nope, it was $1
million.
And let's go
Lance
as far
Mace.
As Lance Mason. I don't even remember them setting him a bond at $1 million, nothing. It might have been $500,000. Don't quote me on it, but look it up.
Right.
Bottom of the line is $100 million definitely is an excessive bond, and the black community needs to wake up and stop just voting Democrats in that are not they're sitting on the bench and disregarding the black community to give $100 million bond. Come on. What family can put up $10 million besides Haslam, maybe the Haslam, the Dolan,
Gilbert,
Gilbert, big time families like that. My whole point that I want the black community wake up because there is a sitting Cleveland judge that was just reelected for 6 more years and ended this term that she's doing now that ends January 24th, 2024. She ended it this week. She set $100 million bond, and I'm sure Black on Black will be releasing that name of that sitting judge that was just reelected for 6 more years. And at $100 million, I look forward to how it's going to go. Maybe we'll get a $1 billion bond from her.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say her. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus. The staff is kind of looking weird at me right
now. I felt like we was going to get some reparations when she said that type. I knew the black folks, we was going to get reparations. Setting the bond at $100 million.
Lord have mercy. I have nothing
young
else to say.
Young black man, 19 years old. When we was 19, we made mistakes. Some of us hung with the wrong crowd. But at $100 million, you'll never be able to defend yourself from home.
Thank you so much for calling. I have to check on this one right now within the next few minutes, and we'll figure this one out. Thank you so much for alerting us.
Just $100 million. That's all I want people to keep in their mind. $100 million and 10% of $100 million is $10 million. And make no mistake, no bail company in the state of Ohio would take $100 million bond.
No.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Ooh-wee. See, thank you very much. I'm, like, so stunned. I have to look up this information some more. Will you please look that up for me? Thank you, so I can take some more phone calls. And once they tell me something, I'm going to go to – I have 3 more phone callers, so I'm going to go to the 216-237,
216. Yeah. How we doing?
We are doing phenomenal. What's going on, family?
Black House South. Man, I'm just so happy to be in the building, to just be on a phenomenal station like this on a Monday night. And just to hear the callers that called in, how hard they working on their projects. If that's a project with the city or a music project or business or whatever, if it's a fight
right
with the court, everybody on a project. I love it. That make me feel so good. I was just calling in just to say thank you to everybody that's rooting out for Blackout Sound, supporting us, checking us out, our videos, checking out us online. Also, our interviews that we've been receiving throughout the years, and I just see numbers going up and a change starting to come, and it's all happening through the body of Clevelanders paying attention, and they helping us reach people from out of town just by them paying attention to us and saying great things about us and putting our music out there. And certain people throughout Cleveland keep us employed at times to keep our little buzz going, and I want to thank all of them, and they all know that I'm thanking them at this moment. Other than that, the only reason I called in was to listen to what other people doing with their lives and how their lives going at this moment, to understand that my life is not that bad, and keep pushing through as a black man, and just keep being who I am. So I also want to say that it's a new track out there. No matter if you're wrong or right, no matter if you're wrong or right, it's right there on Joseph Motley Jr. YouTube. If you want to check that out, that'd be great. I'm noticing the numbers going up. I just dropped that like 2 hours ago, and it's going up, and I'm loving it. So once again, just to hear what other people are going through and the challenges they facing on a daily basis, is remarkable that they still fighting and they pushing through, and they will be successful if they keep going about it in a godly form. And that's all I want to say. Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. More music will be coming out. Album coming real soon. Man, I love Cleveland. Go Browns.
Appreciate that. Man, yeah. I appreciate hearing that. I'm going to my other two phone callers. Okay, thank you very much. All right. Let me read this off. I don't want to read anything that's not true, but since it's been handed to me, let's see. It looks like November 14th, 2023. Okay, U.S. Marshal made an arrest, alleged charge of aggravated murder. November 15th, Judge Jasmine Torres Lugo said 100,000,000. How the hell did we miss this? Hold on a second before I get to my other couple of phone callers. Judge Jasmine Torres. Nineteen-year-old black male. Okay, I'm going to my phone callers because right now we need some sort of serious plan of, I'm going to 216-54. Ooh, thank you, General, for not letting us. We perish for lack of knowledge, and I did not have that knowledge. I don't think a lot of us had that knowledge. 216-548, 216-548. Please help me get to a different state of mind. 216-548, how are you doing out there?
I'm good. I called to give you all a song and a poem. But before I do that, what I just heard makes me so sad. It makes me so sad. It makes me really, really sad. I mean, the love of money is definitely the root of all evil. they didn't give $100 million bond for the people who blew up the Twin Towers, who killed, slaughtered all those people.
This happened in our region. Continue on. I'm sorry. I'm tripping.
No, you're not. I'm with you on the same page. They didn't give $100 million bond when Michael Brillo slaughtered two unarmed black people in a schoolyard in a black community. They didn't give no $100 million bond when Tanisha Anderson was murdered right in her in front of her family.
My God.
Something wrong with these people. Like I said, I called to just give a song and a poem this evening. And a little, and thank you, Donna, for that information. And another piece of information for the people to know that when you go to a hospital, if your doctor does not sign you in as an inpatient, Medicare and Medicaid will not pay your bill. If they do, you will have a ridiculous copay, because if your doctor does not sign you in as inpatient, you are considered to be an experiment. So I just wanted to give you that information. Let me give you the language. An observation. You observe rats. You observe monkeys. You observe things in laboratories. Enough is enough. With that being said, which is what I love to hear you say, that's how I know that it's you, Mr. Porter. Let me go to the song, and then I want to go to the prayer.
Okay.
$100 million for a child's life. Oh, my God. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside us and guide us through the night with your light from above. From the mountains, the high places, the suburbs, to the prairies, the ghettos, the projects, the middle class neighborhoods, to the oceans, the lakes, the rivers, the ponds, light will fall on America, our home, sweet home. God bless America. Oh, Thanksgiving Day, this queen's dream. When food, shelter, and clothing are available to all, when the economy is designed to rise, not fall, when man and woman can sit and eat at the table, when no more abuse takes place against the disabled, when gavels of the righteous demand plumbing for homes, not prison, when all know that attending church is the right decision, when guns and weapons of warfare are no longer available as a choice, when females and our children really have a voice, when the Ten Commandments of God represent peace, when the gospel of Jesus Christ is lived not only, but preached, when financial negotiations are established across all borders, when religion and law truly are the order, this is what Thanksgiving Day is truly established to mean. This is the Jesus Christ American way of fulfilling life's dreams. Happy Thanksgiving Day from me to you here in America. The red, the white, the black, the brown, the yellow, and the blue. We need God to bless
America. God is not going to bless America with a $100 million bond on a child's life. As I told them in the Akron City Council meeting this evening, I'm a woman. I'm a mother. Stop killing our babies. Our boys become men. Our girls become women. The governor of Colorado signed a Kill More Babies bill. We're talking about Afghanistan. We're talking about Pakistan. We're talking about Israel. We're talking about Ukraine. Where are the negotiations with the motherland of Africa? Where are the negotiations, the peaceful negotiations from this nation to all nations? We need God to bless America, not this mess. This is Reverend Pinckney. I'm also known as Apostolette. And I'm a presidential candidate for the United States of America for 2024. It's time to bring some real decisions to the floor. We need God to bless America. Thank you, Mr. Porter. I'm gonna lament tonight over that. I'm gonna weep over that. Because these people come in our churches and deceive the very elect, if at all possible, and the people who vote. And that's not acceptable. Whatever you need me to do, you know how to reach me. I'm at 216-548-0820. These people are getting totally ridiculous. That black child now has a mark on his life that they can't take away with their pen and their gavel. And I pray that nothing happens to that child.
Same.
Stop making guns in that way a child can't have one. Stop producing them. Give a child a pen. Not a gun.
Mm.
Right.
Thank
the vision,
you.
Mr. Porter. Right the vision. You keep doing what you're doing. You write the vision and you make it plain. And somebody's going to hear you on this radio show. And that vision that you write, they're going to read it and they're going to run with it. You keep setting the captives free. You have a blessed night.
You too. I definitely have to... Judge Jasmine Torres Lugo. Y'all got this one right, huh? I mean, I have nothing else to say right now. Judge Jasmine Torres Lugo, I'm reading it. I'm not going to argue with the people who are looking up the information. It's $100 million. And, see, y'all gonna cause the wrong thing to have to happen right now. I'm going to go to 216-971, 216-971. How are you doing?
Man, you know what? Y'all got me going through emotions now. We got this situation with the $100 million, but whoever just sung that song, boy, that was a mic dropper. They laid that out.
Yeah, they did.
Reverend
Pamela and Pinckney Butts.
Look, she laid it out. She's talented. I'm a friend of Jasmine Torres Lugo, so I'm you know, I was blown away when I heard the $100 million. But I'm like, the last name I expected to hear was Jasmine Torres Lugo. So I'm gonna have to give her a call. That's crazy. But I was.
And you are the political chair for Black on Black Crime, Inc. Continue on.
Yes, I am. Jeff Mixon, political chair, Black on Black Crime, Incorporated, president of Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County. I write for Eastside Daily News. And on behalf of Black on Black Crime today, I attended the Palestinian rally. And it was very cold. We were out there for a couple hours. We ended up marching from 14th and Euclid to City Hall, and there were a few highlights. To me, the biggest highlight was the conversation amongst some of the organizers who had these interesting slogans like Chantel Brown, You Can't Hide, you're supporting genocide. They are thinking about, or at least one of the organizers is, you know, is going to try to convince the other organizers to have one of their protests outside of the home of Senator Sherrod Brown. And I thought that was, if that happens, that will be big time. And Al, you know, the situation is it's a tough situation. You know, we were down there with these babies. You know, they had these simulation of babies. It was like 500 of them, and, you know, they're bloody.
Right.
We carried them, and we took them inside the city hall. So it was a good rally. But, like, this issue right here, just like issue 38, but kind of on an international level, this really just exposes the hypocrisy. You know, you're a fool if you don't know that Israel is committing suicide. I mean, I'm sorry, genocide, and probably maybe suicide too. But you know, you're not paying attention if you don't know that Israel is committing genocide. In a little over a month, killed more than 13,000 Palestinians, kids, babies in hospitals. For some reason, they keep bombing hospitals and ambulances. So they're committing genocide, and it's being financed by Al Porter's tax dollars and Jeff Mixon's tax dollars, because the United States is financing this war. And, you know, it's really, you know, you really have to start looking at things differently. Not that, you know, we didn't kind of understand some things, but it's just so clear now. For the Jews, I don't blame all Jewish people. This is more of a Zionist thing than a Jewish thing.
Exactly.
But I tell you what, I hope they really are the chosen people, because right now these chosen people are committing genocide.
Thank you so much for bringing that unadulterated, real conversation.
Yep. God bless you, man. Have a good one.
Likewise. So many things I could go into with this one. Right now, I want to stop. Right now, county executive, not reaching back out to certain questions that I'll say Black Lives Matter for the Deaf president might have brought through. I'm going to say it's very interesting that just like Peter Corrigan, Jack Schron, personal pick for myself would have been, you know, Lee Weingart. Seems like the county got what the hell the county wanted with Chris Ronayne. The reason I can honestly say that is because I didn't put this one out here myself. I didn't. The news break that had come out was that Ronayne was seeking about $574,000. It was on Newsbreak Cleveland, you know, cleveland.com. $574K, after overspending on personal and other cost. I'm going to leave that one alone because my mind is reeling right now. Now, for those people who don't know, I mean, you know, for me personally, I would, you know, I'm going to just say that, you know, now let me get up on this soapbox. I have a couple minutes, so let me make this real quick and to the point as I take a 12-foot ladder for my soapbox, just a 12-foot step ladder for my soapbox. Because Chris Ronayne, he took the office and increased personal spending on his cabinet by more than $400,000 to accommodate for a restructuring that Ronayne said would improve county operations. But, you know, at that time, I believe it was Ronayne's chief of staff told Cleveland.com and a few other areas he wasn't worried about overrunning the budget, given that the county had 600 positions unfilled and that Ronan was considering clawing back raises for some top positions. However, Roseanne was now seeking to reshuffle $574,537 of unspent money in the county budget to cover those additional personnel costs and other expenses. This was all done because Ronayne said he hired all these people at higher rates without having the budget to support it, which is what I believe Councilwoman Sunny Simon said during a committee meeting. And she's, you know, kind of, Sunny Simon kind of said, "I'm not sure how that happened so quickly and without council input," they said. "They're not sure." Yeah, it's very interesting because the overall budget before the expenditures is $2,885,908, said county spokeswoman Kelly Woodard. Ronayne's request, if approved, would mean a 20% increase in the overall budget. Again, I just wanted to say that, somebody screwed up real bad on that one, and I think it's, once again, some of the voters. Now, good news, bad news type of thing, real quick, with the time left. For those who don't know, Black on Black Crime Incorporated hasn't been meeting on Thanksgiving Eve. That's most Wednesdays. They just don't meet for the simple fact. Keep Judy Martin in your prayers. But when we were meeting on Thanksgiving Eve, for those people who were members, the only ones who would show up on a Thanksgiving Eve after members would say we should be there would be myself, the then Vice President Elizabeth Steele, who's the current president, and Judy Martin. We're keeping Judy Martin in prayer. A lot of things are going on, but a lot of our members are already handling certain things, and there are a lot of other people who, if you look up Judy Martin, you'll see certain people are doing things, from Laura Cowan to other members of the organization. You better help your own, but I'm just bringing this point up that we have taken off the past couple of years of meetings, so we won't have a meeting this Wednesday. But don't be surprised if on Black Friday, if this isn't Black Friday, meaning that our minorities are in trouble because of $100 million, we might have to do something on Friday of Black Friday for the simple fact that I don't think the Browns are playing in football on Friday. I'm certain they're not. They're playing Denver on Sunday. So that might be or might mean that maybe we should do something, even if it's for the family. And if so, we can understand and overstand why. I'll reach out to the family this evening on that and see if we can't get other support. So we'll keep you, some of you all, in the loop. Again, I think that Chris Ronayne showed why a lot of, I'll say, conservatives or Republicans said, I think you better take a look at Lee Weingart. And I think that's why a lot of Democrats who were conscious were taking a look at that. I don't want to beleaguer any points. Genocide is genocide no matter who does it. It's genocide no matter who does it. I got a chance to speak at a place, La Villa Banquet Hall. I was thankful Danielle was there as well. They made Danielle Woods. And I spoke about, long story short, you know, anybody, General Donald Walker Brown would tell you, if they tell you you have 5 minutes to speak, you can do damage, because in Cleveland City Council, they wouldn't let you talk at all, but at least County Council, Cleveland City Council started to follow suit. School board meetings, you could only speak for 3 minutes. So long story short, for part of what we talked about, in my speaking points, I let people know that on behalf of the Dialogue Center headquarters, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Black Man's Army, Black Woman's Army, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County, Father's Lives Matter, Man to Man, Hip Hop Workshop, Man of Color, Can I relate to Gaza being occupied 1949 to, and then again 1967? Of course I can. Hell, parts of Africa was occupied, and indigenous people and Africans, black people, however you want to term it, we were occupied over here for 400 plus years in slavery. You can't even say domestic servitude because we faced atrocities. That's it in a nutshell. Marauding Zion forces rolling through Gaza, striking fear, murdering. Hey, just like the event said, nobody was there to back Hamas. You know, Hamas definitely wrong. But for that small geological shape, place, and form, at the same time, right now, two wrongs definitely don't make a right. And we already know about marauding Zion forces. Ask Timothy Russell, Melissa Williams. November 29th is coming up. We'll be back up at the school about 4:45 p.m. 67-plus cop cars, marauding officers, and not a supervisor or police officer was found guilty of doing anything. Nobody was found guilty of the murder of the 12-year-old. Nobody was found guilty for Tanisha Anderson. Houston, we have a problem. So what we proposed was something that Sam had brought up years ago when we were, I will say, on the Art McCoy University College of Common Sense radio show. At that time, Sam said from Residence News, a.k.a. Melanated Media News, he said, Arab store owners, blacks need to speak together and come together. That didn't happen at that time. Then wasn't the time. Now is more or less the time. I will start to take some leadership on that. Why? Because let's put it out there. The same thing that the Palestinian people are doing, coming out by the hundreds for what they consider as an injustice, or Mayor Bibb and quote-unquote, a lot of Democratic leaders have not said, let's give a fair listen to both sides before condemning one over the other. Chantel Brown, everything. Going out by the hundreds. Isn't that the same thing a lot of us have done over police violence and brutality? Somebody stop me if I'm wrong. We have, back in the day, we chased Mayor Frank G. Jackson through the city hall, inside of city hall, disrupted a couple of meetings, marched out there. Same thing. A lot of Arab store owners do need to come to the table, because if they are feeling like disdain for the people that they're getting money from in the community, and we're all on almost the same page, there's something wrong, Houston. Let's face it. If they're looking down and saying, dare I say it, well, I'm not on commercial radio, and they're looking at, these are just some poor niggas that's dealing with us, and they're not handling their own people at the table who are looking down on us, and we're in the community dealing with them, and we're hollering camel jockeys and sandics when we could be banding together and doing certain things. There's something wrong, Houston, because it's no way they're just going to just leave out of the community. It's just like the police department. If you don't figure out a way to work with certain police officers and make changes for the ones who are doing right, the police are not going to just magically leave our community. And it's sad to say that, because we as men of color should be policing our own community like they do in Little Italy and a lot of other places. So it's our fault. It's our fault, people, that we're not policing our own. We shouldn't need anybody else. The Panthers were right on that. Don't care what you all think. They had it right. And as a man who's 5'10" of color, they have it right. So in the meantime and in between time, we should be able to work with each other, hold our own accountable. We'll have further information. This $100 million. Thank you, General, for giving me something worth fighting for in this region. Love you all. Stay safe. Peace.